Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Today we're going to travel a little further north to Point Hope, Alaska. This is the land of the Inupiaq people. Point Hope is part of the North Slope Borough, only accessible by sea or by air. In the last census, there were 830 people living in the village. In the previous census, there were 186 households and 151 families living in the village. The racial makeup at the time was 8.7% white, 0.13% black, 87.05% Alaska Native, 0.13% Asian, 0.13% from other races, 3.83% two or more races, and 1.72% Hispanic. About 13.9% of families and 14.8% of the population were living below the poverty line. The community's history is deeply rooted in the whaling industry. At one time, homes were built from whale bones and driftwood. On September 2nd, 2014, a 911 call was made to the Anchorage Police Department at 4:45 a.m. The caller claimed there was a suicide. When the officers arrived at the 7,000 block of Huntsman Circle in South Anchorage, they found the body of 21-year-old Michelle Lane with a suspected gunshot wound. The police at first ruled Michelle's death as a suicide, but the first responders wanted to make sure that they gathered more information. The crime scene team was called in and three homicide detectives were assigned to the case. Michelle was in an abusive relationship prior to her death. Her boyfriend had been threatening her for some time to kill her and make it look like a suicide. He also had access to her apartment. Michelle had wanted to return to her hometown because she didn't have the means to leave her boyfriend safely. On September 8th, 2014, the friends, family, and supporters for Michelle Lane marched at the Anchorage Police Department. They demanded the police look into Michelle's case because she would never have taken her own life. Michelle had a 1-year-old daughter who she loved so much. She also had planned to return back home to Point Hope. As of today, the death of Michelle Lane is still an ongoing case, and there have been no arrests made. If you have any information regarding the death of Michelle Lane, you are encouraged to contact the Anchorage Police Department at 907-786-8500. That number is 907-786-8500. Michelle was a daughter, mother, sister, cousin, and friend. She graduated from the Tikakuk School in Point Hope. She had been a well-known basketball player in Point Hope before she moved to Anchorage. She worked in the accounting department at ASRC Energy Services in Anchorage. She had taken off a semester from the University of Alaska Anchorage to work more and save money for her and her daughter. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to look at the case of Jandalar Washington. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.